This program was recorded with a live audience. Please forgive the occasional sound fluctuations.
Please welcome Dr. Deepak Chopra.
Thank you. Thanks. So how many people in this room are here for the first satsang, first time? Okay. Well, I was thinking, I hadn't planned what we were going to talk about, but listening to Malcolm, where is he? Okay. I think I have an idea, and I was originally going to speak about God, but we'll see if we get to that. God might have to wait a little bit. So you heard Malcolm just now, and I'd just like to ask you, where do you think this music was before he performed it? Where was it? Where was it? Where was it located before he actually performed it for us? Anyone?
The quantum field.
Almost right, not quite. Anyone else?
In his heart.
In his heart. When you say in his heart, you mean his physical heart, or you mean, what do you really mean?
Physical, spiritual heart.
Okay. Anyone else? In the unmanifest. Yeah. So in his spirit, in the unmanifest. Anyone else? I'm looking for one word. In the field of somebody. Yeah, you said soul. Yeah, good. So how many people in this room believe in the soul? How many people believe that it outlasts death? And how many people believe that God exists? And how many people believe that God doesn't exist? Okay. We use these terms so loosely: God, soul, unmanifest, spirit, heart. I thought, let's maybe try and clear up some of this from what we now know from science. I think in the end, if you're ever going to find answers to questions like this, it's going to be through science. A lot of religion has a lot of truth, but still, I think we all agree that religion also has a lot of superstition as well. How many people believe that God is a dead white male in the sky? No one. It's a very sophisticated place. So, recently there's been a lot of interest in where do our memories come from. Obviously, when Malcolm played this music, it did exist somewhere before he actually played it. And maybe I'll take you through a little exercise to try and prove the point. Huh? So, close your eyes for a second. On the screen of your consciousness, see if you can think of some memory from a long time ago, from your childhood perhaps. See if you can see your house, and if you can see your parents, your brothers and sisters, the house that you lived in, your bedroom, the school that you went to. Maybe you can summon forth some conversations. See if you can recall the sound of your mother's voice when you were a child. See if you can actually hear it right now. Okay, now please open your eyes. So I'm sure everyone saw some images, right? We saw some images. We could see the house, we could see our mother, maybe we could hear some voices, and maybe we even felt some emotions. So we saw some images. Now, where were those images when we looked and closed our eyes and we saw this house and we saw that mother? Where was that? Where was that image? If I were to look inside your brain, and these days you can do that with all kinds of wonderful instruments, the ways of actually peering into the brain with positron emission tomography and nuclear magnetic scans and all kinds of wonderful tricks to peer into the nervous system. So if I looked inside your brain with this wonderful technology that I have, would I see a mother there or would I see a house there? Would I hear those sounds, voices? I wouldn't. What would I see? Well, as soon as I asked you to summon forth that memory, and let's choose one of them, let's use the word mother. I said, as soon as I said the word mother, and you saw mother, right at that moment, as soon as you had the intention, suddenly there appeared in a certain part of your brain, which is called the occipital cortex, there suddenly appeared a cluster of photons. And photons are units of light. Now, a unit of light is called a photon. It's just a way of defining the smallest unit of light. Just like an electron is a unit of electricity. A graviton is a unit of gravity. These are just terms that define the smallest unit of information and energy. So as soon as you thought mother, then suddenly there was a cluster of photons in a certain part of your brain. You summoned forth light. Now, if you read the book of Genesis, one of the first statements is, God said, let there be light. And there was light. Well, as soon as you had the intention, you did the same thing. You created light. From where? We'll come to that in a moment. But there was light. As soon as you had the intention, there was the creation of light. You did the same thing that God did. Let there be light, and you created light. This cluster of photons then arranged itself in such a way that it generated an electromagnetic field. You know what that is? Right? So electricity and magnetism are the same thing. Okay, they're different aspects of the same thing. And there was an electromagnetic field that then generated a frequency-coded train of information. A frequency-coded train of information is an FM broadcast, you know, like when you tune into 101.4 FM. That's a frequency-coded cluster of electromagnetic energy. And so you had this FM wave, literally, an FM wave, with a fixed amplitude, but frequency varying, and it rushed along a cable channel, a neural network, and then at the end of the neural network, wherever it was supposed to arrive, there was a squirt of chemicals. These chemicals are called neuropeptides. From almost nothing, you summoned forth light. And then you took that light, you created electromagnetic waves out of it, and then you made chemicals out of it. And again, in the book of Genesis and also in the Gospel of John, there's a statement. First there was the Word, and then the Word was made into flesh. So you did that too, just now. You took the word mother, and you created molecules out of it. You took that word and you created matter out of it. So in every act of summoning forth a memory, you take something from the unmanifest, when we'll get to that in a moment. You create light, you create electromagnetic energy, and then you create physical matter out of it. Now, if that isn't magic, what else could be? When we all talk about, you know, people who can create something out of nothing. Well, you do that every time you think a thought. You create a thing out of nothing. And you do it in exactly the same way as supposedly, according to scripture, God created the universe. And it's happening every time you think a thought. And of course, these molecules, they float all over your body, and then someone here might have even felt an emotion. Did anyone feel some emotion?